Thank you, choir. Scripture reading this morning is taken from Acts chapter 1, from verse 6 to 8. Acts chapter 1, from verse 6 to 8. So when they had come together, they asked him, "Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Blessed morning, my brothers and sisters. I greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Once again, I want to express my thanksgiving to God and for all of you for your thoughts and prayers during my three-month sabbatical. I was glad to reconnect with the English congregants last Sunday and today with the Chinese congregation. And after my sermon, Reverend Chan Wan Sien will give the summarized translation.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹、主任蒙恩、陈牧师说，感谢上帝，也感谢大家在他这三个月的安息年期间为他祷告，也很高兴在今天的周年庆联合崇拜中，我们英文聚会和中文聚会可以一起敬拜上帝。那么接下来呢，陈牧师会先以英语来证道，之后我才为大家翻译。
Let us pray. God our Father, you have given the church the power of the Holy Spirit so that we can go forth as witnesses for Christ. As PSBC commemorates 182 years of your faithfulness, inspire us to go forth to renew ourselves for the fulfillment of the Great Commission, for we pray this in Christ's name. Amen. How does it feel like to move at the speed of 500 meters per hour? You heard it right. 500 meters per hour. And to help us visualize that, that would be 8 meters per minute, 14 cm per second. And to help you visualize that, the normal adult walking speed will be about 100 to 150 cm per second. And so 14 cm per second will be like 7 to 10 times slower than normal walking speed. Take a pause and try to visualize that. And as you visualize that, we will turn our attention to Sweden, in the town of Kiruna, historic 113-year-old church, entirely made of wood. It was at risk. Why? Because of iron mining activities in the vicinity, the land was sinking. And in order to save that historic church, just a few weeks ago, the entire church building was hoisted and placed on giant trailers to make a 5 kilometers away journey all the way to its new location. And it was moving at the maximum speed of 500 meters per hour, 14 cm per second. The entire journey took 2 days with a stop after the first day. And it was such a historic move for a historic church that thousands of people from Sweden gathered along the entire route just to witness the epic journey. For me, that was the picture, analogy, metaphor of the church on the move. After Jesus had resurrected from the dead, before he ascended back to heaven, the disciples asked him the all-important question to them in Acts chapter 1, when he would be restoring the kingdom to Israel, because he had already proved that he was the promised Messiah. But the point of Jesus' reply in the passage we read was that God's kingdom is not meant to be a political kingdom. It is a spiritual kingdom. And so they should not be thinking about what it means to overthrow the Roman oppressors. And in the reply in this passage, Jesus called the disciples to recognize the Father's authority, receive the Spirit's power, reproduce as Christ witnesses. All the way from Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, until the ends of the earth. Of course, we already know this. Even back in July, Missions in Focus Month, different aspects of the Great Commission would have been explained in different ways. But the point of today's sermon, at this anniversary, is that the church must always be on the move to fulfill the Great Commission. To break old barriers, to reach new ground. And we can see from church history in general, from mission history in particular, that the church has often leveraged and harnessed new technology to fulfill the Great Commission. Whether it was the Gutenberg printing press that helped to propagate Reformation ideas throughout Europe at a speed that was unprecedented at that time, or whether it was the steamship that brought missionaries to Singapore, whether it was the radio, TV broadcast that allowed Billy Graham to reach millions of people, or whether it was the internet that broadcast Christian resources to a global audience, technological advancement has enabled mission, it has enabled ministry. Even during the COVID-19 pandemic, sermon recording, live stream technology allows us to continue our ministry and worship online. And we use whatever that was helpful for us to continue to minister to the people. However, after the pandemic, churches had to make an important decision. Do we turn off the live stream or do we continue the live stream? And for us in PSPC, we hold the theological position that digital technology is a ministry enabler, it is a mission enabler, and we want to maximize the benefits, we want to mitigate the pitfalls to move towards a PSPC digital ministry. And these are the reasons why we are doing so. Firstly, according to a new area of study known as digital theology, the understanding is that digital technology mimics some of the effects of Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was given to the early church. This includes extending human resources and capacities, breaking down barriers, and expanding horizons, multiplying results. And so, instead of just moving at 14 cm per second, the church in this digital age will reach Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, unto the ends of the world, all at the same time. Secondly, digital technology has become so pervasive that the principle of incarnational witness means that the church is to be witnessing online, present online, because the people are online. Just a few weeks ago, Straits Times reported a research by the Institute of Policy Studies. It stated that more religious respondents were also assessing religious media, such as songs and videos, or turning more to individualized religious practice, such as meditation or reading related literature, and that the shifting practices of religion here clearly mirror changes in the social and religious landscape. And all these were aligned, all these will resonate with the Synod theme for this year, strengthening faith, family, and mission in the digital age. Thirdly, Singapore will become a super-aged society by next year, 2026, with 21% of the population who will be 65 years old and above. And in 5 years' time, 2030, that proportion will move to 25%, one in four. And the implication is that more of the population, more of the congregation will have health issues, mobility constraints, and caregiving responsibilities that will prevent them from coming to on-site service on a regular basis. And that is the reality that we are facing. And therefore, digital technology is an enabler to expand online reach, to deepen online fellowship, and to administer online communion, because this is the session's special dispensation for the sick, for the homebound, and for caregivers, even as pastoral visitation and home communion continues. Fourthly, we have already announced last Sunday that our building renewal project, the BRP, is making good progress to start phase one restoration of the sanctuary. And this implies that just as the pandemic restricted our use of the facilities, the BRP will also impose a capacity limit on our witness ministry here on site. Therefore, it is timely that we leverage digital ministry to sustain and to enhance our ministry and mission online so that it is not compromised even during BRP. Since last year, we formed a digital ministry study group. We announced our intentions last year, this time, at our anniversary service. And we also recruited new volunteers. We work on the content generation and curation, data privacy policy, and social media guidelines. Today, at this anniversary service, we are launching our PSBC digital ministry so that we can advance the Great Commission in this digital age. Later in this service, our pastoral staff, Dorothy Koh, will announce and introduce to you how this digital ministry will look like and how you can be part of this ministry. On 14 October 1947, U.S. Air Force test pilot Captain Chuck Yeager, he climbed into the cockpit of the experimental Bell X-1 aircraft and he soared to a height of 45,000 feet. And in the thin air of the upper atmosphere, he did what everybody thought was impossible. He pushed past the limits, the barriers, and obstacles to attain supersonic flight, breaking the sound barrier for the very first time. Everybody thought it was impossible, but that very moment changed aviation history forever. Supersonic flight was no longer a dream, it was a reality. Today, the Great Commission continues to call the church to reach the end of the earth, but the end of the physical earth is the online world, where millions and billions of people still searching for God's truth, still longing for God's love. And just like Yeager breaking the sound barrier, our digital ministry breaks the geographical barrier, changing methods, unchanging mission. Amen. Reverend Chan Wan Sien will now give the summarized translation and followed by Dorothy Koh coming forward to introduce the newly launched digital ministry.
In瑞典的一个小镇，有一座历史悠久的木质教堂。 因为他那个教堂的地方下沉很危险，他们就要把整个木质的教堂用巨型的拖车把它吊起来放在拖车上，然后运到5公里以外的一个新的地方。他们以每小时500米的时速，两天里面搬好了500米每小时的时速，就是一个人走路大概10倍的时间。很多人来见证这一个旅程，因为这是一个令人深刻印象的行动。对我来说，这象征着教会的前进。耶稣在死里复活升天之前，门徒就问他， 弥赛亚，你是否会推翻罗马政府，恢复以色列国呢？耶稣回答他们，上帝的国不是政治军事的，而是一个属灵的国度。然后他呼召门徒要认识上帝的权柄，接受圣灵的能力，做基督的见证人，从耶路撒冷、犹太全地，然后远一点撒玛利亚，直到地极。教会要前进，就要突破障碍，才能够去到一个新的地方。教会历史也告诉我们，利用新的科技可以加强我们在宣教上的使命。接下来我举几个例子，例如这个印刷机的发明，它就可以印更多的传单，加快了宗教改革的传播。还有蒸汽船的发明，宣教士才可以乘这个船来到新加坡。还有呢，福音广播，就是收音机的发明呢，就可以让很多在偏远，比如说在中国乡村的一些地方，他们有了收音机，就可以听到耶稣基督的故事，可以有机会相信耶稣。然后在疫情期间呢，我们也有直播的崇拜，让人在家中能够聚会。这是牧师在家里录制视频，然后你就觉得很奇怪，家里没有讲台怎么录制呢？还好他家里有烫衣板。那么疫情之后呢，我们继续向电子媒体来前进，有以下四个原因。第一个原因，电子媒体的使用可以让信息同时达到更多更广的领域。第二，今天有很多人已经很厉害，上网听诗歌看视频学习做运动等等，在教会里面已经很普遍。这也符合我们今年大会的主题。我们今年大会的主题是在数码时代下巩固信仰，重构家庭，更新宣教。第四，电子媒体也可以方便在家里的病人、居家者和护理人员在家里同样得到牧养。还有第四点，教会明年要装修，要整修，我们在有限的空间的限制之下，电子媒体可以继续维持和实现我们的事工和使命。为了以上的原因，我们教会成立了电子媒体的事工小组，等一下我们的同工会为大家来讲解这个事工。最后以一个小故事来结束今天的分享。1947年10月14号，美国一位空军试飞员，他完成了一个不可能完成的任务，他开着飞机突破了声音的障碍。自此人们才知道，原来飞机是可以飞得比声音还快，原来超音速飞行不再是梦想，而是现实。他的这次试飞创新了航空历史，改变了航空业的未来。今天我们仍然要传福音到地极，这包括传给那些在网上寻求真理、寻求上帝爱的人。这就是我们电子媒体的使命，这就是我们成立电子媒体要做的事。时代改变，方法可以改，使命不能变。
Good morning. PSPC's Digital Ministry